Adam Schuster is the Vice President of Policy for the Illinois Policy Institute. Adam, welcome back to WGN.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
When the city said that they were going to lower the threshold on the speed cameras to 6 miles an hour, folks didn't like it, but the city said, well, it's not because we're trying to make money. We want to make it safer. What's happened since then?
So in the first full year of the lower threshold for automatic speed camera tickets, the city of Chicago issued more tickets than there are people in the city of Chicago. They issued about one ticket every 11 seconds, which brought in $89 million in revenue, more than double either of the prior 2 years.
Is that $35 a ticket?
Most of the automatic speed camera money is actually coming from those $35 tickets. So of the $89 million total revenue, about $59 million was from the 6 to 10 mile an hour threshold or the $35 ticket.
Oh, I see. But if you're doing more, then the ticket goes up, right?
That's right. So if you speed by over 10 miles an hour, it can go up to 100.
So has it made the road safer in Chicago?
No. In fact, accidents continued to go up. So there's very little evidence that it had a positive safety impact within the city of Chicago. And if you look at studies from around the country and even around the world, there's really not a lot of good statistical evidence that these speed cameras do reduce accidents or even reduce people speeding overall. What it does show is that people reduce their speed where the cameras are, because over time drivers learn the locations. But if they speed up when they get past the camera or until they get to the camera, you're not really helping in the long run.
We lived in LaGrange Park for several years. A lot of the folks in that subdivision, in that suburb, in the neighborhood, there were a lot of school kids. There was a school down the street, and they wanted more speed signs, stop signs. Mm-hmm. And they brought in a consultant, and he said, here's what's going to happen. We could put a stop sign at every intersection, make every intersection in your town and your neighborhood a four-way stop. And some people wanted that, but they said, this is what will happen. People will speed up in between the signs. And on average, the speed from sign to sign will be faster than if there were no stop signs at all. It's counterintuitive. And people mm-hmm. were crying. They were so worried and nervous about this and angry about this. But that's what the experts said. That's a long way to go about, I guess, just reinforcing what you said, that people speed up in between those things.
That's exactly what people are doing. And, you know, I'll be frank. There's a debate about this in the literature. Some people say it might have some safety improvements. Many people say it's modest if there's any improvement. And there might even be, you might be increasing crashes away from the camera if, again, people are speeding up to try to make up lost time from when they slowed down near the cameras. But really what this is about for the city of Chicago is not safety. I think the safety discussion is kind of a distraction. It's what the politicians want you to think this is about. But it's very frankly about the city of Chicago needing more revenue. And because of, you know, the fact that state and local taxes are already so high here, but they are still in such financial trouble, it's hard for them to raise this revenue sometimes from a property tax increase or a sales tax increase, because those things tend to be very obvious and generate political backlash. And so for years, Chicago has, you know, fallen back on this sort of nickel and diming strategy, fines and fees and smaller taxes that can still add up to a lot. The problem with that strategy is it's regressive. These speed cameras in particular hit the working poor and people who have to drive to work, and can't afford to pay the tickets on time and see the fines doubled.
It's exactly the opposite of what Lori Lightfoot said she would do if she were mayor. She would not nickel and dime you. What do you say to the people who say, if you don't do the crime, you won't pay the fine, then don't speed? It's an utterly avoidable tax.
There's some truth to that. I don't think that the cameras are probably 100% accurate, which is why I would encourage people to look into all of their options if they do get one of these tickets. To avoid them. But the other thing is that, again, it's just not a transparent or neutral way to raise money. You know, people who don't have to drive to work, especially during the pandemic, the higher your income is, the more likely you are to be able to work from home. And so that right there tells you that people who have to go into work, who have to drive to work, who may be running late for work and trying to make up a little bit of extra time are those who are going to get hit the hardest by this. And that's also true by the numbers here in Chicago. If you go on our website, IllinoisPolicy.org, there's a map of where the cameras that are most active are, the ones that are bringing in the most revenue. And several of them, you know, including the top two cameras, are on the south side of Chicago.
You said that we got more tickets this year than we have people?
That's correct. There was over 2.8 million tickets issued in 2021 on a population of about 2.7 million.
And that doesn't even include, and that you could, it's even more egregious when you consider not everybody is a driver. If you're 15,
exactly.
If you're 12, you're not driving a car. If you're 100, you're not driving a car. So somebody out there got two tickets. And I think that part of the problem is the threshold. These aren't bad people. Good people sometimes make mistakes. And so I don't know what the number needs to be, but six seems like a money grab, and the proof is in the pudding. You can find it at the Illinois Policy Institute website. Adam, where do we go? IllinoisPolicyInstitute.org?
It's just IllinoisPolicy.org. So IllinoisPolicy.org. And by the way, I want to mention to people, be careful, because these numbers that I just gave you, that's with this year, everybody got a warning for their first offense. If all of those warning tickets had been actual tickets, the numbers would have been even higher. The city of Chicago, instead of bringing about $89 million, would have brought in about $120 million in revenue, so more than three times a typical year. So this problem could be getting worse. If you think it's a problem, I encourage everyone to contact their alderman.
Adam Schuster, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.